This is a LewisandClarkTrail.com audio presentation. Throughout the Lewis and Clark expedition, Native Americans assisted the explorers, informed them on the terrain and geography of the land, and traded with them for goods. In the month of November 1804, the expedition was in the process of wintering near the Mandan Nation in present-day North Dakota. We'll join the expedition right after this. From the diaries of Lewis and Clark, November 20th, 1804. We this day moved into our huts, which are now completed. This place, which we call Fort Mandan, 1,600 miles from the mouth of the Missouri. In the course of the day, several Indians came down to partake of our fresh meat. Among the rest, three chiefs of the Second Mandan Village. 1 year later, November 1805, Lewis and Clark's Corps of Discovery, along with their Shoshone interpreter, Sakakawea, were encamped near the Pacific Ocean, preparing for a vote that would decide whether they would build a winter encampment, where the first Native American woman in history voted. Votes were cast, and shortly after, the team moved inland to start building Fort Clatsop, named in honor of the Clatsop Nation. Several activities will be available on the Lewis and Clark Trail. Please check LewisandClarkTrail.com's online events directory. This has been an online audio presentation of LewisandClarkTrail.com. Relive the adventure.